And joining us now on this Monday morning is the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to morning. You guys. How are y'all doing? Good morning.
Great. Okay. We wanted to see how you spent your off weekend.
Having fun this morning.
Yes.
I used my bye week wisely.
How'd you do?
I went fully bye.
Okay.
I said goodbye to Gene. See, it's bye.
Uh-huh.
Bye week, B-Y-E. I said goodbye to Gene, and I went on a crafty tour of the Southwest.
Huh. What is that?
It's where you get a crafty in all the major cities to see which one you enjoy the most.
Well, thanks for the bingo, but I can't believe you did that in the off week.
I'm talking about craft beer. Jub, get your mind out of the toilet.
What were you thinking, George?
Okay.
Yeah.
What he brings up every week.
I'm talking about craft beer, not the... The tug and wipe of the Patriot persuasion.
See, I thought you were more of a whiskey guy than a beer guy.
Well, I am, but I'm trying to get into craft beer now because I understand that's popular.
It is popular.
Real popular.
Yeah.
But, not the Robert Crafty kind. I do that on my non-bye weeks. So, bye week's very different.
Okay.
I just focus on beer. But the rest of the weeks, I mean, it is just a tug fest. Hey, listen, we've been practicing hard.
Have you?
We're getting ready for this game. We've been practicing hard, except for Zeke. He's not been practicing hard. You know, he's injured right now.
Yep.
So he does these weird exercises, for ball security. He just honks boobs over and over again to increase his finger strength.
That was
weird.
A long time ago, too.
Jeez. Yeah, you can't trust Zeke around some C cups in a parade. I mean, he goes crazy. No, but we're focusing on football, and we're looking really forward to going up there to Wisconsin and getting our revenge on the Packers.
Yeah, how about that? Mike McCarthy's return to Green Bay ought to be really interesting.
And I cannot wait to see Mike McCartney go up there and beat his old team. I'm all ready to get up there, and I'm going to Lambeau, and I'm going to install a plaque up there.
Really?
What? For what?
It's going to say, here on this side in January of 2015, Dez called it.
Oh,
oh man.
We got to get over that.
I don't think they'll like that, by the way.
I'm going to install it right there. Well, that's the thing. I bought some shares in the Green Bay Packers. You know, you can buy them, just regular person can buy it. It's fan-owned.
Fan-owned, yeah.
So I bought enough shares to buy that 1 square foot section of Lambeau Field where I can erect my plaque.
Okay.
Hey, why don't you do that around here? Why don't you sell off shares to Cowboy fans?
No. No, I want to own the Cowboys lock, stock, and barrel.
Okay.
But, yeah, McCartney going up there to beat his old team.
McCarthy.
The same way Dez beat his mama, allegedly, in that incident that we're all forgetting about.
Oh, please.
Past it.
Old incidents from a long time ago.
Moved past it. But, of course, beating the Packers ain't going to be too tough these days, is it?
Well, be careful. It's the NFL. You never know what's going to happen.
George, you see the way they played that last game. They got nothing.
Yeah, they look pretty bad.
We're all getting up to Wisconsin in different ways. Gene is taking the yacht up there.
She's going to take it up to Mississippi?
She's going to go straight up to Mississippi to get there.
Okay.
That beautiful yacht that I bought her called the Bravo Eugenics.
Yeah, Eugenia.
I'm going to get up there in my helicopter. I'm going to land. I'm going to land on the helipad on the yacht as soon as she reaches that port there in Wisconsin.
Well, that's a long way to go in a helicopter.
I know it is. It is. Very uncomfortable ride. But Charlotte's taking the Cowboy bus.
Okay.
Steven is driving his RAV4 up there.
Okay. He's taking a road trip.
And Jerry Jr. claims that he's going to try to ride his BMX bike up there.
Good luck.
Believe me, he'll get lost and we'll get another call from Grand Prairie Police to come pick him up.
Well, you do have a lot of different ways to travel. You also have a private jet, too.
Oh, I forgot about that. Why don't I take that instead of that helicopter?
Yeah, that'd make a lot more sense.
I know. And I tell you what, these kids, there's so much strife in my family right now, I sure could use y'all's prayers.
Okay.
Our family's like Succession. You ever see that show?
Yeah.
Every one of these kids is positioned to throw the dirt on my grave and try to take a handle compensation.
I hope not.
Oh, man. And after all I do for them.
Right.
I mean, heck, I had to go take them trick-or-treating because, you know, by that time of night, Jean's passed out in her daybed.
Right. We knew that. We just don't like to talk about
but
it.
But I had to take the kids trick-or-treating. Charlotte Bridges went as a ballerina.
Nice.
Stephen got himself an Armani suit, and he glued some mirrors to the tops of his shoes and followed Charlotte around with a long selfie stick, so he went as Rich Dalrymple.
God. Whoa, jeez.
Gary.
Gary Jr. went as a sixth grader, because I think he's just really excited about being one next year. And I was just glad that Stephen and Jerry Jr. switched it up because, you know, the past 15 years, what they've gone, the outfits they've gone in, don't you?
No.
Uday and Kusei.
Oh, that's right. I think we've heard that.
And Spalding, he went, he borrowed one of my suits and one of my authentic gray possum hair tupies. And he carried around a card that said Johnny Football on it and said that he was going as a generic NFL owner.
Okay.
Well, Jerry, we are up against it. We are running late. We got to run.
I know, and I do wish you well in your next segment.
Okay. Oh, bye. You. We're going to talk to David.